Audio by Nightfawn. Please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
What the fuck? Yeah. Hi to you too. Now what the fuck are you doing here? Oh no. Boss promised me this one would be mine. Independent contractor? When did you go freelance? Does the boss know about this? Oh, well, must be nice to be the favorite. Please, I'm begging you. I'm pretty strapped for cash this month, and it's not like you're exactly hurting for missions. Can't you cut a girl some slack? Pretty please? I mean, yeah, I guess it would be helpful to have two people on the case, but... Oh. Why didn't you lead with that, buddy? I mean, if your pay is coming from a separate source and I don't got a share... Fuck it, why not? Welcome on board my case, kiddo. No, it's my case. I got here first, and I get to take the lead. Plus, I seem to recall a night in Monaco where you said you preferred me taking the lead. That's right. Good boy. Don't you worry your perky little butt about it. We'll be out of here by sundown. I guess to start everything off, we should compare notes. I don't know what your little shadow contractor wants from you, but someone was real desperate to put a request on our side to get us to investigate the disappearance of a princess. Only it happened some 100 years ago. I was tasked to find everything I could on her. Might be some inheritance dispute, you know? Oh. It's the same for you? Odd. Why would multiple people be looking for a girl who's been missing for over a century? You mean you actually believe that whole mysterious disappearance crap? Yeah, of course I've heard. They say she killed her family, you know. Mom, dad, siblings, uncles, and a whole castle full of servants bled dry just like that. Literally. From what I could find about the case, all the bodies showed signs of being drained of blood post-death. Rumor has it she'd had an illicit affair with a vampire sire who turned her that night. Together, the pair drained the entire castle dry and eloped. Who knows? They could still be alive today, sinking their teeth into the unsuspecting. Yeah, I know. I mean, I'd totally read it if it were a novel or something, but... for a real-life investigation? Definitely seems kind of far-fetched. More than likely, the bodies just bled out after the crazy daughter went on a killing spree because the prince didn't invite her to his grand ball or something. I mean, sure, but what need would a princess have for revenge? I mean, it's not like pampered princesses had that much to complain about back then, other than, like, lead in their makeup or something. And my research says they were the model family. Father and mother still in love with each other, even after 10 kids. Ouch, by the way. Siblings all respected and treated each other well. There were no disputes for the throne. Hell, I'm pretty sure our princess was going to be first in line to be queen when she got married, so it's not like she would have killed them all just because she coveted the crown or anything like that. Really makes you think, huh? Sometimes people just snap for no reason. I mean, you see it every day. Devil worship. Oh, come on. That's as far-fetched as my vampire idea. But, I mean, you've always had a soft spot for the macabre, huh? Well, I don't know. I seem to remember a dark and stormy night in Scotland where you wanted me to be the hunter and you wanted to be a scared little Catholic. What? Am I not allowed to reminisce? We've shared a fair few encounters, you and I. All I'm saying is, I like the glances that you want me to pretend I don't notice. I wouldn't mind doing it again, you know. Why not here and now? We've got a creepy castle all to ourselves. All I would need to do is press you up against the wall like this. Lean in just right and I don't know what you're getting so worked up about. There's two of us working on the case. We'll get it solved in no time at all. In the meantime, why can't we celebrate our reunion a little bit? That's more like it. I like the way you melt into putty in my hands like that. Your flushed cheeks, that droop in your gaze. The way your lips look when I kiss them raw. I'm not distracting you. I'm just helping you relax. When was the last time you took a break? You know, really just let yourself give in to your carnal urges. Probably not since the last time we saw each other. Besides, I know how much you like this. My body pressed up against yours. My hips grinding against you. How would you prefer it if I turned around? Like this. My back flush against your chest. My ass rolling against the growing bulge in your pants. I don't think I'll ever get enough of this. You make it so fun to tease you, baby. That's it. Let your hands wander. Slide over my hips and pull them against you, grinding your rock hard cock on my ass harder. Ugh. And sliding up my shirt, feeling the soft, warm flesh of my belly. And sliding under my bra. Teasing my nipples. Squeeze my tits, baby. Oh, I missed you so much. That's it. You can play with them as much as you want. Just forget about everything else. Focus on the feeling of my plump ass pressing firmly against your hard on. Of course you want more. I'd happily give you more. Just give in to me, baby. Oh, wait, where are you going? Wait, hold on. I thought we were having a moment there. Why are you walking away from me? Where are you going? Did I do something wrong? I thought you liked it. I thought you liked me. Oh. No, I don't want to wait until after we solve this godforsaken case. I don't want to solve this damn... I hear you. I get you. It would be so much easier to take your mind off of things after the mission, right? But I have something on the back burner. And I'm going to have to head on out of here as soon as we finish up. So I just think that it would fit both of our very busy schedules if we, you know, fucked right here and now. Don't try to deny the chemistry we have going on. I like it. That whole will they, won't they thing that more often than not ends with the will rather than the won't. So, you understand, right?
Don't you walk away from me!
I'm fine. I've just not really been feeling myself lately. Maybe it's all the pent-up stress, you know? So, let's say you come on over here and help me feel myself again. Fuck. No, I know you feel bad. I do too. You know, because I really did not want it to have to come to this. Ugh! I had to do it. I'll make you understand that I had to.
Don't bother. You know how good I am with knots. Not fully confident the chair will hold, though. Antique and all that. You just couldn't leave well enough alone, could you? I tried to be nice. I tried to be warm and welcoming, more than welcoming. But you chose this route. It was probably always going to be this route from the get-go. Must be nice being the shining star of the agency. To be good and true, without fault. A symbol of justice. I always questioned why you, of all people, became a bounty hunter, but you only take on the good guy missions. Only solve cases that benefit the greater good. You probably thought it was the same for this one. You see, you were a little more on the nose than you thought. Devil worship. I mean, what sane person would jump to that conclusion first? You've always been the more rational one, so I didn't even expect it to occur to you, if I'm being honest. Why start to believe in the supernatural and occult now? Certainly you've solved cases before that involved cults and the belief in demons, but that had all been smoke and mirrors, and you've never truly believed in it until this one. Could it be because it's the right answer? That it was in everyone's face the whole time? No one believed you, so you had to champion your own cause. That's why you let yourself take on the request of a shadow corporation, where you usually would have turned it down. It reeked of higher power.
Well, whoop-de-fucking-do for you. Ding ding ding, you got it all right. The mad princess did not turn into a vampire and murder her entire family because they wouldn't give her the crown. She didn't even want to do the summoning in the first place. No, that was more her uncle's shtick. Oh, come on. You've seen it in the movies. Candles, circles drawn in blood, a virgin sacrifice offered up to deities of depravity. Except, what happens if the sacrifice isn't a virgin anymore? Well, there hasn't exactly been recorded evidence of what happens, and maybe it differs per case. But still, I'm talking about this case right here, of the abandoned castle and the murdered people and the pure virgin sacrifice princess who wasn't so virginal anymore, being offered up to a dark god and... Go on. Try to guess. Guess. What's it like being right all the time, golden boy? That's right. She gets possessed. And maybe she can't see so good anymore, but all she knows is she hates her uncle, and she wants him dead now, but all the humans look the same to eyes not used to demonic power. And maybe she says, fuck it, just kill them all. Because it's the heat of the moment, and all the cultists deserve to die anyway. She tastes blood on her tongue for the first time, and she loses herself in it. It is carnal and glorious and power and frenzy, and she cannot stop herself from wanting more, more, more. She is a burning flame, consuming all in her path, burning those who hurt her or wanted to. Off came the heads of her lascivious uncle, who had sought to make her his breeding thing, a factory to produce heirs and a conduit to the crown. The lecherous vicars who had leered at her in her youth and whispered to each other in shadowed corridors. The greedy nobles who were bought off with expensive wine and secret promises that glowed like gold but stank of sickly sweet rot. And her dear sweet family, who had been brought to the courtyard to use as hostages, who were victims of circumstance and stature, but who all bled the same red blood as the evil villains who ended before them. And when all was said and done, and I looked down at the cracked cobblestone beneath my feet, I didn't even have the decency to cry. I don't think I could. Can. Anymore. I don't think I feel anything. Anymore. I've spent over a century trying to run from this place. But time and time again, it comes back to haunt me. Or, at the very least, your employers do. I know them well. I've spent all my life running from them. You see, after some odd decades on the run, I found out that my uncle hadn't been the mastermind of the whole scheme. He had been a pawn. Tempted by greed into serving masters who would strike the world down and remake it in their image. This was all a silly game to them. Kill the royal family and make their princess suffer. It didn't have to be me. It could have been any random virgin, but I piqued their interest as soon as I fought back. You don't have to act hurt for my sake. But I'm thankful that you are. You know, I was really hoping it wouldn't have to come to this. I really liked you. I still do. I hope you believe me, even after all the lies I told. But
if you had just been good and fucked me against that old worn-down castle wall, if you just let me feed you a story. But it's too late. And you're already involved with those douchebags. You understand I can't let you leave here alive. So, consider this one last gift. You bit me. Hot. You know, they say that the blood of demons can be intoxicating. Like a particularly heady wine. Don't squirm so much. I want this to feel good for the both of us. Your cock betrays you. Well, let me help. Your shaft to your head. Oh, I don't want to waste a single drop of you. Give in to me, golden boy. I know you want me. Want this. Forget everything else. Forget who I am. Forget what I am. Forget where we are, and just focus on the hot, wet velvet of my mouth on your cock. On your hand. Starting to massage your balls gently. See? I can play nice. I can be nice. For you. Right now. Please let me fuck you. Please. I want to remember this. I want to remember you. I've ran away from remembering my whole life, but you make me want to remember. So please, please, thank you. A lot when I'm lonely. Like all the time. It's the closest thing I've come to emotion in a long time. I don't know what you've done to me. I've awoken this feeling within me, but I don't hate it.
I needed that. Fuck. I really don't want such a good cock to go to waste. Fuck. Tell you what. Well, I sure hope you can get to that from all the way over there. Anyway, it's been fun, Golden Boy, but I have a flight to catch. And if you know what's good for you, you won't try to find me. I'm not being nice for nothing. The next time we meet, I'll kill you where you stand. Toodaloo!